Back speaking with Yoko Zavala this afternoon from Discovery Alaska. Yoko, good afternoon.
Hi Andrew, how are you? Thanks for having me on today.
Very well, thank you. A significant update here for you. You've signed the option agreement here to acquire the MIA adjacent lithium projects. A significant opportunity you mentioned in the announcement. Just tell us a little bit more about it.
It is a significant opportunity for us. We've made the move over to Quebec. Obviously, a lot of interest in that area in the lithium space. A lot of discoveries over the last few years, but more recently in the last 12 months or so, some big discoveries. Obviously, a lot of companies heading down that path as well. But we're more than happy to join the rush. We think we've found some good opportunities there. We've found a very good vendor that's got access to various projects. And yeah, the MIA adjacent one was probably the one we identified as the most prospective, given the location and relative to the Q2 Metals MIA deposit, a MIA lithium deposit. So we're only a couple of kilometers away from that. So yeah, very exciting. Being close to a lithium deposit is a good start. It's in the right geology, in the right terrain. We've got 120 square kilometers there that we've picked up as part of this transaction. We've got some milestone stage payments to make, but if we have some success, we look forward to progressing through that and seeing what we can do over the next coming years.
And you've already kicked off some early exploration work here, have you?
We did the due diligence works. We engaged a geological consultant in Canada, eastern Canada. So they've done a little bit of works. They've gone through the historical works, the geological record, the government records. So that's been a good start. It gives us a good understanding of what's there. We've identified a priority target to hit in the project area. So once we sort of get organized, that will be the first target, boots on the ground, and away we go. And hopefully we can, hopefully that is the first target, and it's successful that we might go and find the lithium bearing pegmatite that we're chasing.
And you've mentioned previously you were reviewing a couple of other projects in Quebec. Is that still the case?
Yeah, so as part of that, I guess announcement back in April, we're still reviewing the other two. There's probably a couple others that we're looking at as well now as part of that. So we're still going through the review process, the DD process, I guess, to work out what's the best pathway for us to choose with these potential additional projects.
And so, where does this leave Alaska? Are you still active there?
Yeah, listen, we've still got a we think we've still got a very good project there, albeit it's a zinweldite lithium mineral, so the grade is obviously a lot less than the spodumene that we're used to in Canada and here in Australia. But we're still keeping an eye on that. We think there might be some opportunities there, but we're also looking at other opportunities in Alaska as well. And hopefully, the way we're working on things at the moment, hopefully there might be something coming through over the next couple of months because we've been working hard and we think we've found something that might add a lot of value, and hopefully we can get there with the works that we're progressing with.
Well, given this slightly new focus on Quebec, why would you encourage investors to take a look now at Discovery Alaska in Quebec?
Yeah, listen, that's a good question. We're at an early stage. There's a lot of lithium prospectivity in Canada and Quebec region. There's been some big wins when you look at some of our peers, and obviously Patriot Battery Metals is the big one. Winsome Resources has come through, but even these sort of juniors that have announced a few things have had some good reactions and market support for their projects. So that's what we think. We can get our boots on the ground. We can find something, from where we are at the moment to where maybe. Relative to maybe some of our peers that have done that, there's plenty of upside. We want to spend money in the ground. That's why we've structured this agreement. There's not much going to the vendor in the early stages, which gives us more money to go and hit the ground with. And like I said, I think we've got a potentially a good project. We've got a pegmatite outcrop that we think hopefully might host some spodumene, and that's the work that we want to go and do. And as soon as we're ready over the next coming weeks, and obviously there's fires in Canada at the moment as well, in Quebec as well, so we need to be mindful of that, I suppose. But once we're ready to hit the ground and it's all safe, that's the first thing that we'll be doing. And like I said, We've got, we know a lot of the people in that area, whether it's, the Winsome guys, whether it's the Patriot guys, Ken, we've known Ken for a long time. Chris at Winsome, there's a lot of synergies. Our vendor is familiar with a lot of guys in the area or companies in the area. So, we think we can, build some good rapport, good some good synergies and really hit the ground running. And, if we can get ahead of the game in that regard, given, the numerous companies that have announced these projects over the last couple of months. But, if we can get the results first with what we're doing, that's really going to show that, we're moving in the right direction. And hopefully that's going to be very positive for shareholders.
Good to speak, Hugo. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great day.